Welcome to the Walpole High Film Festival's podcast, One Point Perspective, a podcast that explores the world of digital filmmaking and talks to young aspiring filmmakers in high school, college, and beyond. Now here are the hosts of the show, Mike Allen and James Conley.
Back to another Buzz edition of the One Point Perspective podcast. Today we'll be discussing the buzz surrounding the movie The Power of the Dodge. Power of the Dodge is brought to us by the Watermelon Crew, which is helmed by Connor Murray, Amara Batansis, Kara Coyne, Eliana Pacillo, Aiden Windwalker, Owen Alphont, and starring Andrew Silva. Yeah, this movie is made up entirely of a freshman crew, which, as you know, teachers of the program, we love to see people getting in as early as possible. Connor Murray, he's known about the film festival. He's been coming to the film festival for a few years, and he's been waiting to get his foot in the door here and come to the high school. So he hit the ground running. Him and Amara both wrote the script. They're both talented writers, and I think they're both talented, you know, directors of this movie as well. They are doing a great job managing the crew. I will say, I think they're doing better than some of our crews in the class as far as, you know, storyboarding, shot lists, marking up the script. You know, I'm really, really impressed with the organization of this crew. And usually that translates to the movie. Like, usually the more organized our crews are, that translates to, you know, a more efficient filming process, usually a more well put together movie. And I'm assuming that will happen. They haven't really started putting anything together yet because we have not taught the editing side. However, from what they've said and the times I've been there, it looks pretty good. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing like how this freshman crew makes it happen.
So it was kind of weird that when it starts off at the beginning meeting, we have all sorts of interest and people want to make a movie and they pitch a movie, but like to actually go through all the steps. Depends on the year, it whittles things down. So just the dedicated crews who've done the work can make the movie. And this year we had quite a few freshmen that were interested, and they just kind of came together. It's like, okay, you know, go ahead, write your script. Owen wrote a script, and Connor wrote a script, and we put Connor together with other freshmen and Amara. And so then it ended up working with Connor's script. We were like, okay, send us your stuff, and we're going to go with one of these ideas and put together a freshman crew. And like you said, they've been very organized. Connor, I think, has been coming to the festival for quite a while, like could be 10 years, which, I mean, to be honest, he was far too young to be coming to some of those movies, which is very questionable, but he did, and he's really into it. He knows what he wants. So, yeah, they're like labeling a lot of footage. They have access to all the tutorials online, so I think that's the next step. I mean, we just tell those independent crews, you know, have fun and get it done. So it seems like that's what's happening, and they're all into it. As many as possible we want, like, in the editing process so that they can learn. So I think right now they have three people editing their own cuts, maybe a fourth coming up. Yeah, they're out ahead of the game.
Definitely a solid, I mean, again, sometimes you see, like you said, in that those intro meetings, they'll have, you know, a ton of kids show up, and it kind of like dwindles down by the end, and sometimes we're left with like a freshman, maybe two. Again, this is like just a solid crew. I mean, Ileana, Kara, Aiden, Owen, you know, they're all showing up every day, and Amara and Connor are doing a great job, you know, trying to communicate with them, and that's what we love to see, because I, you know, if we think about it, that's six freshmen that we're getting in at the ground floor, you know, first year they're going to make a movie, and so, you know, seeing where they'll be, I'm looking forward to our buzzes in, you know, 3 years from now when they're seniors, just to see, like, how far they've come, and again, this is a great start. And again, the short films, it's like our new setup for those who are not familiar with it. We are doing, you know, shorter films, 5 to 10 minutes. I think that's a perfect, you know, bite-sized chunk for this freshman crew, and I think it's manageable. And I think like this, that was a good call, you know, switching to this format.
Yeah.
All right. So for the movie The Power of the Dodge, my buzz is a grande strawberry cream frappuccino blended beverage with whipped cream.
My buzz for Power of the Dodge is a grande cafe latte with oat milk.
And there you have it. That is the buzz for The Power of the Dodge.
You've been listening to Walpole High Film Festival's podcast, One Point Perspective.